They say the more that you try something, when it comes to food anyway, the better the chances are that you'll like it. You'll at least get used to it. Thankfully, my parents didn't really care for Brussels sprouts. I never had to eat them as a kid. I tried them as an adult, and I hated them. I have not tried them again. Unfortunately for Bemidji State, they've had their Brussels sprouts 6 games in a row, and instead of getting used to it, that bitter pill that they've had to swallow, now a familiar taste. A taste of poison. Poison as in 6 straight losses.
We're only to drain my inspiration, the promises.
During these last 6 games, have you had a, oh great, here we go again moment? They've been there. And unfortunately, last weekend, they were there all too often.
Bowling Green's got a 3-on-1. Hudson Thornton, the only guy back. Left side circle shot and a goal. Just beat Max Hildebrand on a 3-on-1. Does Hudson Thornton need to pressure the shooter a little quicker? He took the pass. That never happened.
Well, he's all alone, and he did kind of take out the pass. And you're, I mean, in his defense, I mean, he's not, other than, you know, going right at the shooter, what else are you going to do? You're going to try to take away the one of the two, and he stayed in the middle. Just a really nice shot, but more importantly, why is he the only one there? I mean, what happened?
Valid point.
Uh-oh.
Bowling Green back into the offensive zone. Here comes Sloan with a shot, and he scores. And Ryan Henderson trailing him, pestering him down the slot. And Jake Sloan makes it 2-0 Bowling Green.
Well, another defensive breakdown. All of a sudden, it's a breakaway the other way, and just a great move. Gets to the backhand, flips it up over Hildebrand, and it's 2-0.
Beaver head coach Tom Ceratori on how to fix it.
Well, we just got to get back on track. And obviously, the last 15 days haven't been good to the Beavers, and you know, we got to get good days back.
The Beavers, Riley Funk, on how to get out of this funk.
Yeah, I think just getting back to basics. We had a lot of discussions. Obviously, it's been a tough little stretch here, but just getting back to how we can play, putting it behind them, keeping it simple, and just outworking them. And I just think we've gotten away from that too much. And when we get down to business, we can play.
It's always laced with a familiar taste of poison.
Promise me one thing. Promise me that this week you haven't just looked at the standings and just assumed that Bemidji State would snap out of this funk just because of who they're playing. Sure, Northern Michigan has just 2 wins on the season. They've played in a gaggle of close games and just last week beat their bitter rival. It's time for Bemidji State to clear that familiar taste of poison from their taste buds. Because quite honestly, it's been too long since they've won a game. They may not even remember what that feels like or what that tastes like. Beavers and the Northern Michigan Wildcats. Corner Bar pregame show next on the Beaver Radio Network.